It's 93.1 The Border and your Border Morning Show. I'm Jonathan Price. It may not look it outside now, but we have to start thinking about springtime and getting the kids in our lives out and active. And a fantastic way to do that is with another season of Fort Frances Youth Soccer. And on the phone with us this morning from Fort Frances Youth Soccer is Penny Hutton to talk about registration and how you can sign up your little ones. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning.
So this is another wonderful tradition of youth athletics in our community. When is this year's soccer season scheduled to start? And has the weather put a damper on when you were hoping to start at all?
Well, we're not sure. We plan to start this year's season on May 6th, and we were planning to run until June 15th. Of course, when we planned that, there was no snow. So the start date is May 6th, weather dependent.
Are you looking for coaches, referees, and other volunteers at the moment?
Yes, we are always looking for coaches, refs, and other volunteers. Last year, when we were creating teams, we were short about 40 coaches, and we had to scramble and text people. This year, we obviously were hoping that a lot of people will indicate on the registration forms that they are willing to coach or assistant coach. They do not need to have any mass knowledge of soccer. We provide drills and different things for them to do. And the other thing that we are short this year, for sure, is referees, especially for our Division 4-5 group. And that's on the big field, so anybody who might be willing to obtain certification for that, reach out. We will pay for the certification. We will pay you to ref. We need your help.
Absolutely, and this is all about creating another awesome season for youth in our community. How can people reach out if they're interested in these positions like reffing or coaching?
On Facebook or by email at ffys.soccer@gmail.com.
We have a link up on our website as a part of your registration info to your email address and your Facebook page. What are the different age ranges in the divisions?
We have our squirts, which is age 4 to 5, Division 1, age 6, 7, Division 2, age 8, 9, Division 3, ages 10 and 11, and Division 4, 5 is ages 12 to 15, and all ages are as of the end of 2024.
But what are some things that families should know before they sign the kids up? You mentioned that you need to list the age that they will be at the end of the year. Is there any housekeeping or anything like that that they need to know before they register?
There's a couple things. One of the most important things is the requirement for shin guards. Shin guards are mandatory for all divisions, and they are not always available in our small towns. So from last 2 years, we've found it's important not to wait until the last minute to go looking for shin guards. And then the other thing is just for any game cancellations throughout the season, we post that on Facebook. That's how we communicate. If we are canceling a game, we'll post it by 4:30. We wait as long as we can because we don't have a long season. So if the weather is too hot or if it's too wet or if there's lightning, we may have to cancel. So you have to watch Facebook and follow that page for that information.
That actually leads to another question that I was going to ask, and where families can go online if they're looking for more information. The best place is your Facebook page.
Yes, it is, definitely. We try to post everything on there. We don't really have a website per se, and if they have questions, they can always email us.
We've got links to your Facebook page and a email address listed in a poster on our website in conjunction with registration. And the one thing that we want to make mention of is there is a very hard deadline, so you guys can have a successful season. When is that?
The deadline is going to be March 31st. It is at 11 p.m., and that just has to do with the time zone change from where our provider is, ffys.goalline.ca. So March 31st, 11 o'clock p.m. We would appreciate people registering sooner than that just because it is a holiday weekend and we have, you know, family plans, things like that. Sometimes there are registration issues. We are absolutely willing to help. Please reach out. One thing to know is that the registration does work best on a computer rather than on a mobile phone. A lot of people run into troubles with that and have to reach out. But we don't mind helping. We're here to help.
Sounds to me like if you're sitting there or you're with the kids this morning and you're saying, we want to have another great season of youth soccer here in Fort Frances, today is probably the best day to get signed up. Online is the only way. Can we chat about how families can register?
Registration is online. It is at our registration website, ffys.goalline.ca. That's G-O-A-L-L-I-N-E. Basically, the steps there are you would go on, and if you don't already have one, you would create a registration account, and then you would access the 2024 Spring Outdoor Registration Form. Sometimes people run into troubles. They can't remember an access code from a previous year. Just reach out. We'll send it to you. you. It's not a problem. It only takes a few minutes. If you have a registration account from a previous year, it's even faster. That's why we recommend that. And the only other thing is that if possible, we would prefer people to pay online. When you go on there, it'll show offline payment option or it'll say Stack Pay. And a lot of people don't know what Stack Pay is, but that's just our online provider that processes the credit cards or debit cards. It just makes it a lot less work for us to track down people later to collect cash payments.
So sign up before the deadline of March 31st. We actually encourage you to sign up today before the Easter long weekend if you haven't already, and make sure that you sign up online. It's the only way you can do that. We've got a direct link on how you can do that through the events tab of our website at 931theborder.ca, and make sure as you're getting yourself organized, or you and the little ones in your life, to make sure that you are paying online as well. Penny Hutton on the phone with us with Port Francis Youth Soccer ahead of another season.
We always have volunteer hours for high school students. It's a great timing because there's a lot of grade 12s that sometimes find themselves, oh shoot, I don't have enough hours. Reach out. We can have you help coach. We can have you ref the little kids. We can have you help at our windup. We have lots of hours available. So please reach out. We're more than happy to help.
That's a great idea. We talked about volunteering and being involved with Fort Francis Youth Soccer this season. If you're looking for your high school hours, this could be a wonderful and fun opportunity. Penny, thank you so much for your time. To you and everybody at Fort Francis Youth Soccer, here's to another successful season, and appreciate what you do for young people and youth athletics in our area.
Thanks, Jonathan. We appreciate the opportunity to chat with you.